This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the different aspects of budgeting for the state.
Hearing from the various departments, various entities around the state.
So we had more money to spend this year, which gives us the ability to catch up on things that have often been left out or left behind.
The budgeting process typically starts in December when the Consensus Revenue Estimate, or CRE, is announced. From here, the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee, Missouri House Budget Committee, and members of the governor's budget team start to parse through information for the next fiscal year. The goal is to have a budget ready for the executive branch by the second Friday in May. Senator Dan Hagan of Cosby chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says the budget goes beyond the usual 13 individual measures that comprise the state's annual spending plan.
The capital budget, we made a separate budget bill for the ARPA funds. Plan on doing a lot of good there and a lot of capital, one-time type of investments to really do some transformative things in the state of Missouri. Infrastructure things like broadband, water and wastewater programs and stormwater programs, trying to help those type of investments.
The governor signed House Bill 3014, a $4.6 billion supplemental budget for the current fiscal year, into law on February 24th. He then signed House Bill 3015, which is an $851 million supplemental budget for fiscal year 2022, on May 13th. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says she is looking forward to some of the things the next regular budget will do, starting on July 1st.
We have teachers' pay raises, so our experienced teachers throughout the state of Missouri will get an increase in their pay. This is great. We know we have shortages of all kinds of employees, but our teachers, they're critical to the well-being of our kids, to their educational health, and to the future of all of us.
Senator Hageman also says next year's budget will fund school transportation to the maximum limit allowable.
We fully funded at the 75% level that the statutes will allow us. It would really be a big benefit to all our school districts out there. Many of them have seen their transportation costs go up, and that'll be a big hit for their budget. So this is an effort for the state to be able to help them with that. And every dollar we can provide in that regards frees up a local dollar.
Senator Shoup says it has been 20 years since this area has been fully funded.
That means instead of using operating dollars, which comes out of the budget that pays teachers and pays for things in our schools, our transportation, our buses that get our kids to school will be paid for. So that's a big deal that adds to the ability of the schools to meet the other kinds of important needs they have.
Other additional budget measures include House Bills 3019 and 3020. The governor now has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature, including all appropriations legislation. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.